This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The big question in business, how is Japan's nuclear crisis affecting economic life in Tokyo and even the U.S.?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. International nuclear energy monitors say the level of radiation at Japan's troubled Fukushima Daiichi power plant has dropped within the last several hours. But worries continue in earthquake-devastated Japan. There are reports of food and water and emergency supply shortages, and fears about radiation haven't gone away, especially today after people learned of a third explosion at that plant. In Tokyo, a couple hundred miles away, residents are taking the threat of radiation being carried by the wind very, very seriously. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is in Japan with us right now. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
So you were in Tokyo earlier today. How are people handling the news?
Well, I mean, first off, people here are glued to their televisions after what happened today. I mean, they want to know whether they're safe or not. I happened to be at Tokyo Station while Japan's chief cabinet secretary spoke live to the country about what was happening. And the crowd of people watching this was Tim Knowles, a British expat who's lived in Tokyo for 30 years. He and his family were joined by a lot of others who were essentially fleeing the city due to a fear of radiation exposure. Here's what he said.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's a stress. I'm fed up with worrying. So I just want to go so I don't really have to worry.
But is there a real threat to Tokyo, Rob?
It's not clear yet. I mean, what is clear is that a fair amount of radiation is leaking 135 miles north of Tokyo. Earlier today, it appeared the wind would blow the radiation in Tokyo's direction. But that's not clear now. We do know that radiation levels 22 times what is normal have already been recorded in Tokyo, but this level is still low and won't necessarily harm human health. The government certainly has been asking people to stay calm, but what's also clear is that in addition to this reactor, there are two other reactors that are at risk of leaking more radiation. And for many here, that's a scenario they don't want to stick around for.
All right, Marketplace's Asia Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And the nuclear crisis in Japan has people as far away as the U.S. taking precautionary measures to stay safe, which means the medicine used to treat radiation poisoning is now mostly sold out here at home. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
It's not surprising that some Americans are scrambling to protect themselves from nuclear contamination after news reports like this.
Japan's nuclear crisis is worsening and is now threatening public health.
Since yesterday, there's been a run on potassium iodide tablets from online suppliers in the U.S., and some have run out. Potassium iodide can help protect the body against radioactive iodine-131, one of the contaminants most likely to spread on wind blowing away from the damaged reactors.
Working against the United States is the fact that the westerly winds do tend to be the most prevalent.
Dr. Ira Helfand is a board member of Physicians for Social Responsibility.
And material that is released may, to a significant degree, blow eastward towards the United States. There obviously is a great distance between Japan and the west coast of the United States, but we did see at Chernobyl that when large amounts of radiation are released, they can spread over a very large area.
There hasn't been a large radiation release so far, and none has reached the U.S. Helfand says potassium iodide should only be used under a doctor's supervision. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are down at the moment. European shares are off right now, anywhere between 2.5% and 5%. The DAX, the German DAX, off nearly 5%. Tokyo's Nikkei plummeted 10.5% today. The U.S. Federal Reserve meets today to look at how the pumping of money into the U.S. economy is going so far. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was off about 51 points to close at 11,993.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
This week, the Mexican government is expected to start compensating workers for money taken from them nearly a half century ago. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains how a U.S. guest worker program stiffed Mexican laborers.
About a dozen elderly men have gathered in this Los Angeles office for an update. They're fighting to get money taken from them by the Mexican government. Between 1942 and 1964, millions of migrants came to the U.S. to work legally under the so-called Bracero program. The Mexican government collected 10% of their wages.
They told us that our salary would be reserved for our savings.
That 73-year-old Jose Almaraz, he earned 50 cents an hour to pick cotton in Texas in 1958 and 59.
They treated us like, well, I hate to make the comparison, but like animals. They put us in a big corral. They collectively washed, disinfected, and fumigated us.
When he got back to Mexico, he couldn't find any way to retrieve the money owed to him by the government. He's been working with activist Juan Jose Gutierrez, who directs Vamos Unidos USA, an immigration services company. Gutierrez says the Bracero program funneled all the garnished wages to Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture.
And then after that, nobody knows what happened to the money. The money was never provided to the rightful owners. The money disappeared. Some would say it got stolen.
Over the subsequent five decades, many ex-braceros have died. 65-year-old Moises Varajas came on behalf of his deceased father, who worked in the bracero program for about 8 years.
It's about getting financial compensation. Also, it's about getting justice for all the ex-braceros.
The Mexican government is expected to pay each bracero a little less than $4,000. Jose Almaraz has been waiting for more than 50 years. He lives on a small pension and says the money would be more than symbolic.
No. I need that money.
This month, about 40,000 laborers expect to finally get their checks. But even after that, Gutierrez says there are still another 100,000 former braceros waiting to be paid. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, Microsoft is pulling the Zune music player, the computer giant's MP3 answer to the iPod. Bloomberg reports Microsoft won't release any more models. As one blogger put it, when you're very late to the party, not too many people notice your arrival. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Dictators love their British mansions. The neighbors, though, not so excited.
I think that the British are in love with dictators. They like the lavishness and the outrageous lifestyle of dictators. There is something mesmerizing.
What's that saying? Good fences make good neighbors, right? I'm Kai Rizdal, a despot's home away from home. That story and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.